of the fact that this detriment itself could be caused anyway. And Shichur on the whole is Ischus. So Mele, it's not Miakim, the Aloch of Zachmodzu. All right, now let's see the Rashi. Kotz lab mishnen ke shigila de yishol evet yachz ben shliach yoch li iskiz ben lich li tzorche de chay bulayem kim fosh de kamer hachom ben gilnoshi yoch laaz avali bishichu she zoche li bizoche ba shliach li tzorche shim yil tse shol loz ve sav de rashoe hil kach mishach le maaf shol mizay nes la voche nam yi boyo mizay le avul shol loz nes ish ten rashoe hil kach mitar shol yi maaf shol mizay ne valo yi pes le sav de bigetzeb na tchumo al mechay bulay so there is one element of detriment אמלם דישקיוני הוד מיסל ביגט נאטומא דישקיוני קיין אדחש וכן מחשלה וכן משחל לאפטיוני און גבורן פאש מייטומא how does it more explain it because it can be cause this detriment can be cause to the event anyway without you but יוסי רבונה ורב יצרו בייסי רבי מה קמי דרב יומי ויוסי רב יומי וקומי נמני ויוסי רבונה וקומה שמע מנו מדרבון נעטיף בלחיף קונה. נא, שמע, לסדרש. שמע מדרבון דאמרי שהשליח יתפיס השתה לצירך עבד, ואף אגב דיבר. לסדוד, כמה דבי, ואיני שלוחי, ותפיס בעל מהו בעל כוחוך, נעטיף זה בלחיף, עוד אמנה שוב, שטיף זה מטלטל ונחזי רובן, לצירך שימן, שהוא בלחיף יזכן. ואפילו, במוקים שחב לאחרי, ואפילו מוקים שחב לאחרי? לא ששאלו, ונשמע מני נעמה לאפילו מוקים שחב לאחרי, טבע זה בתפיסו זה, זה יש ללבי, דהם למה באחרי, וטבע זה שכאילו מתופק בציר שימן, מה זה ללבי, וטבע נעמה קונה, דומס ניס נעמה שלי על זה, טבע זה לבד וחב לבייל. אז אומר לי, דהם ביקר, הוכם רבי חטיב אחרי מוק שחב לאחרי, הם לא יקונה, ואם טבע משנסינו, כל הים יתנו, כאים הסחודם, ואם טבע משנסינו, שאמינו מסניס מקונה, כי מסחוד אמי, ואין זה כשעות היחס, אלא בעל לא ששליח לסחס בי, ואף על פי שעבד לא יודע, זו יכול לשלוף אמי. So, the maskon of the Gemara is that this din of the Mishnah has nothing to do with the shayla of Tev Shmachim Mokshim Achim, Kone or Ikone. Tev, we can say Tev Shmachim Mokshim Achim, is Lo Ikone, and that's the way he passed. But why is any Yochal Arzeya? Because Kole Ima Tnu came as... So, the Raya, so it's Mucha from this Gemara, that only Rabbi Yechanan was mechadish, the halacha of kol ima tnu kei masrud amei. But Ravune assumed that kol ima tnu lav kei masrud. Now, so the question arises, since according to the halacha, the assumption by Ravune, ima tnu is lav kei masrud, so this eved was appointed only, I'm sorry, this shliach was only appointed as a shliach li locha of the odin. Not as a shliach li kabole for on behalf of the eved. He was only appointed as a shliach loch of the Odin. So why shouldn't the Odin be able to be chayzer? Why not? So Ravune said, because of Atibis Malchim, Bokish Chav Acher, he miskot. Now that's a very strange gemara. Let's see the thesis. Shema minu Atibis Malchim kone. Teim elari, afilu Atibis Malchim kone, haim mishum shu shliach. Vikein afilu balkoch, lifi shu chayev, kilu tofasu atzim. אבל כאן, אפילו אלה דעת סביני יוכל להקיב איזה עוד מלאר זה בי. אם הוא יניסים יצ'יחו לדעס כן, שלא ישתחר מקבול לזו, כן חייב לשחר, אם כן, לא מייקיב המקבל לזה עוד מלאר זה. כיוון, דעשת לסל כדאי תוך, דעים יתנו לך כסחיר דומה, ואוהית מה חייב עוד מלאבת, תחושב לטבע כבר חייב, והיא חושב משום דובד לנח נפשי, כמו שפירש המתם לכמה הוא נלצח איתה, אם כן, איך חושב לחב לאחר. It's a very strange Gemara. I mean, we don't even understand the pshat in Ravune. What kind of an analogy is this case of the Mishneh? Does this case of the Mishneh have with the shayle of Atim Bachim Mokshim Chav Lachim? Tim Bachim Mokshim Chav Lachim, let's say, if Ruvain borrowed money from Shimon, Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Levi. And then Yehuda comes and grabs something that is worth $1,000 from Reuven in order to collect the debt that Reuven owes to Shimon. Yehuda doesn't. So, but it is at the expense of Levi, because by grabbing this chayfetz, let's say this diamond, it's worth $1,000. in order to pay the debt that Reuven owes to Shimon, he prevents Levi from collecting it. So there's the shaila, whether a person has the authority to grab on behalf of one person when it is to the detriment of another person. But suppose Shimon himself would grab this diamond, then it would certainly be effective. The shaila is, can Yehuda act on behalf of Shimon? But Shimon himself is certainly in a position to grab the diamond, to collect the $1,000 that Reuven owes him. Masha'inkin here in regard to Shicho requires Das Odin. So even if the Eved himself, would grab it, Shalom Das Odin, would it be of any worth? Nothing. Balkorka, he cannot force the Odin to be Mishachari. So how could there be Salkedai Toch that somebody else, the Shliach, should be able to force the Odin? If the Eved himself has no authority to force the Odin to be Mishacharim, how could the Shliach act on his behalf? I mean, it doesn't even make sense, the Gemara. This is the Kasha of Tesis. Aval Kan, afilo Eved Atzmi Niyoch Laki Vizodin, Milar Zadei, Imo Yonesin Gechicho, Lidas Kein, Shal Yishtacha Mikabal Zu, Kin Chayv Mishacharim, אם כן לומר יעקב המקבל הסודים לארזר, כי משעש כסלג דייתוך, די נתנו לך כסחידומה. That's one question. Wait, why is it if it's מלכי? He doesn't owe David anything. He doesn't owe him. Over there, so he's a מלכי. And the Malvi himself can enforce the חייב, can collect the חייב. But here there is no חייב. But what do we say? It is also a חייב. It is also a חייב. Because actually, how do we know that there is that it's an Indian of a Koras Teve, that the Odin is indebted to the Eved? So Rabbi Chveya says, because actually, in a normal situation where the Odin is not indebted to the Eved, where the Eved did not do any favors to the Odin, so it's an Issa Gomor. Klab Shachar Avde Yiva Beese. So, I mean, what is it to be Shia asking on? So, but when is it also to be Mishachar if the Eved did not do any favors to the Odin? Then there is an Issa. Masha'in came when the Eved did a favor to the Odin. So then it's an Inyan of HaKoras Teve. So then there is no Issa. Not only there is no Issa, then there is a moral obligation to be Mishacharim. Not a moral obligation that is outside the scope of Aloha. I mean, because HaKoras Teve itself is Aloha. Where is the Mokia? Where is the Mokia in the Torah for HaKoras Teve? So that's the Gemara. Das ist die Gemorre in Bovakame, darf ich an die Kalle. Minu an dem Mille Damre Ische, Bire die Schoss ist in der Elitisch der Bekorre, in other words, a pit, a well, in from which you drew water and you shouldn't throw a stone into it. Der Dinyin of Akkoras Teve, der Siv, lo isi Saiv, Mitzri, ki Gero Yisa Barze. Ki Gero Yisa Barze. So that's the Mokke of Akkoras Teve. So in other words, if the Eved didn't do any chesed to the Odin, then it's a nisagomu to be mishachar the Eved. And if he did do a chesed to the Odin, then the Odin is indebted to the Eved, then he's mechuyev al pidin. It's not just a moral obligation that is outside the scope of halacha. Al pidin is mechuyev to mishachar, but it's not a chiv gomu. In other words, he cannot be kaven. No Eved can be kaven Odin to be mishacharim, even if the Eved happened to save the life of the Odin. So he still cannot be caved on. But it's called Iktsaschid. So why is it called Iktsaschid? Not because he is not obligated. It's called Iktsaschid in contrast to a chayv of money that a Levi has to pay the Malve. So that can be enforced. Balkorche, Mashenkin, this kind of obligation, even if the Eved is obviously Nachnafshe to the Odin, it cannot be enforced. He cannot be caved. But it's a chayv, so it's called Iktsaschid. So he says, void, ma chayv odin lehev ili choshvati v'malchei, vi choshuv mishum, di ovid li nach nafshei, tmoi shipir esham tam mikam al mil tzachite, im kein heiche choshev lichav lachir. Vi nira lehi, di choshev tzas chayv, mishum di ovid li nach nafshei. So in other words, it is a chayv, al pidin it's a chayv. But it's not a legal obligation, on account of the fact that it cannot be caved. Legal obligation is something that you can enforce. ומכל מוקי, חושב לחב לאחרים, שאני חייב להיות מכלום. ואוכל פירושי, בשביש להם, so who is חב לאחר, he said, if he could, if it had been a legal application, legal application in the sense that he could force the order to be mishacher, then it wouldn't be considered chav lachirim. Just as every time when someone grabs from the levi for the malve, there is no other malve. So we don't say it's called chav lachirim because it's to the detriment of the levi himself. Because whatever is legally due cannot be considered chav lachirim. But here, it's not legally due to the Eved. Because the Eved cannot force the Odin to be Mishachari. He can only pressure him. He can make demands, mild demands upon him. But he cannot force him. So, Mimele, it's called Chavlachir. Because it's not a legal obligation. It's only a mild obligation. בישלם יתיב לבעל חייב קונה, אין תאימה אם גם כאן קונה בקבל הזו. וישו יוכל להרזר. מי שמדובד לנח נפשי, רצו שהיא בעל חייב בכך שהיא יוכלה עקבים להרזר. ואבל פשוט נסחב מכך, המקבל דייתו לקבל כמו שרצו עוד. אבל אם יתיב לבעל חייב הוא יקונה, כל שכן זה שאין לי בעל חייב, אל דובד לנח נפשי, שהיא יוכלה עוד לחץ. אנחנו סדר עד איזה דקה שאין תקסס. What's the pshat in there? Doesn't even make sense. He says that this is considered a chayiv, it's a moral obligation. But since it's not a legal obligation, so it's considered chavacher. Fine. That we can accept so far. But what's the shaykhes with Tefes al-Bal Chayiv? But then Tefes itself, the he himself in the kashe, pointed out, even if we say Tefes al-Bal Chayiv, what is chavacher, he's coming. So it's only because of the fact that the Bal Chayiv himself can certainly be taken. But here in this case, David himself couldn't be Tefes. How could a Shliach be better, be more effective than David himself? I mean, there's the strongest Kasha. So what does he say? In order to answer that Kasha, he says, because the Odin here wants, even though Tein is Lafkisri, according to Rabune, but the Odin wants that the Shliach should be able to be Tefes. Some Meile, it says, no. So what's the Raya that Tefes Malachim Mokim Shchav Lachirim is Kone? Maybe Tefes Malachim Mokim Shchav Lachirim is Loi Kone. Because over there, the Levi is screaming, he doesn't want. All the time. Mashenkin here, at the time he handed over the Shtashicho to the Shliach, so he expressed his willingness that the Shliach should be able to be Tefes. So Meile, so what's the Raya that Tefes Malachim Mokim Shchav Lachirim is Kone? That's the Kashe that they ran. Asks against them. Now the lashon of Tefes is Vocha Perushi. Bishleimi Tefes Lebal Chayiv Kone Ein Teime Im Gam Kan Kono Bikabol Zu Vinyan Shel Yech Larzia. Now he doesn't say Ein Teime Im Gam Kan Kono Bikabol Zu Sheyevet Yisrael Chayiv. The re emphasizes im kein gam kan konne be kabole zu linien shelo yuchalarze. So it's similar to the shita of the Rif in the Rambam, except that the Rif in the Rambam may have that shita alibidemes. According to the maskon of the Gemara, the ten is kisri. So still the Rif in the Rambam say that even though ten is kisri, there is still a basic distinction between ten and schimamish. Because if the Odin says Schei Shtar Shichu Zele Avdi, so then, and the Odin dies, let's say half an hour later, so the Eved is Yitzel Achilles. But if the Odin says Tein Shtar Shichu Zele Avdi, not Schei Shtar Shichu Zele Avdi, but Tein, so he cannot be Chizia. But if the Odin will die, so then the Eved will not be Yitzel Achilles, because Ein Shichu Lachamizi. So in other words, so the whole aloche of ten kisri, according to the Rif and the Rambam, is only in regard to non-chazor, to the inability to be chazor, but not to Yitzil Achim. And that's the Rif Shite and the Rambam Shite. So that's the Rif Shite, the Rif and the Rambam have the Shite in the Maskone of the Imam. Ali b'de Rabbi Eichre, the ten is kisri, but in view of the fact that he didn't use the expression sri, if he wants the shliach to be zeichen mamesh, He should say Sri. What is it? He doesn't know the word Sri. Why does he say ten? Ten means the liver. What does the liver mean? The liver has the connotation that the Oden does not want the Eved to be Yetzel Chayus until it is handed over into his hands. That's the Raya that he used the expression ten, and he didn't use the expression Sreimach. But it is Kisri Ligabe non Chazon. So the Rif says, you ask, how is it possible? Either it is Kisrei Ligamre, or it's not Kisrei Ligamre. So he says, I discussed it already once, this. V'hane mil chazore, v'motzecha v'le medabei, av lav l'naf l'chirus, av l'kito yodei. Itna, no imat l'kesel ishti, shtasu v'le lavdi, u'meis l'yit l'chamise, d'inged l'chamise, u'shmas m'nei, dil chazore hu d'izochen l'evet, av l'mikvak l'chirus, v'inofi kadimot l'kito yodei. $1,000 from Shimon, and then Reuven says to Levi, So then, if he wants to be Chayzer, he cannot be Chayzer. After he handed over the $1,000 bill to Levi to give it over to deliver it to Shimon, so Reuven says to Levi, I changed my mind. So then Levi can say, never mind, you changed your mind. I was already Zeche for Shimon. I'm not going to give you back the $1,000 bill. But suppose on the way this $1,000 bill is taken away from Levi, so then Shimon can collect another $1,000 bill from Reuven. So in other words, so Heilich is Kisri Ligabinon Chazor. But it's not Kisri Ligabi Achaz. So we see that it's possible that something should be Kisri Ligabi one thing and not Ligabi the other thing. So here too, 10 by Shicho is Kisri Ligabi non Chazore, but it's not Ligabi Yitzilachems. Now the question is, what is it? What is it? Either he is a Shliach Liloche of the Oden, so then he should be able to be Chazer. Or he shliach lekabole, so then he should be mishulcha also. So we said that this must be in line with the shittas Rambam of shliach levoi. In other words, the ishe can appoint not only shliach lekabole, but the ishe can appoint also shliach levoi. And what's the halacha with the shliach levoi? If the ishe appoints someone as a shliach lekabole, so the moment the baal hands over the get to the shliach lekabole's hands, so the ishe becomes migoreshes. If the Isha appoints the Shliach Livoye, so even after the Baal handed over to get into the hands of the Shliach Livoye, the Isha is not Midrashis. When will the Isha become Midrashis? Only when it will reach the hands of the Isha. Reach the hands of the Isha. So apparently, according to the Rif and the Rambam, the moment a get reaches the hands of the Shliach Livoye, so the Baal cannot be Chayzer. Why can Baal be Chayzer? I mean, how is the whole concept of Shliach Livoye to be explained? So we explained it as follows. Because by get, there are two halachas. First of all, get is subject to all the dinim of other kinyanim. In other words, no kinyan, let's say Ishtar Matone. So in order to be kinyan the sode, the Mikabel Matone has to be kinyan the Ishtar. The Ksei says that by get, the Isha doesn't have to be kene to acquire title in the get. But we said it's not like the Ksei. So what is true, let's say, of Shlamatone, is true of get also. So the Isha has to acquire title in the paper, in the parchment. And if it's engraved, let's say, on a golden plate, so she has to acquire title in the golden plate. The thing upon which the get is written or engraved. So that... But here the Xerzakosophy is that even Baal Kolcho of the Isha, so she acquires title in the paper and the parchment. But in addition, there is Aloche of Nisin. So, Memele, when an Isha appoints someone as a Shliach Likabole, she really appoints the Shliach Likabole in a twofold capacity. First of all, she appoints him that the Shliach should represent her and to acquire title, to make a kinyan in the get, in the paper, in the parchment, and then she also appoints him in that the hand of the Shliach should be the hand, like the hand of the Isha. So, that's a Shliach Likabole. So, it's a it's a twofold shlichus, twofold role. First of all, he is a shliach, that his hand should become the hand of the isha, and that his ma'isekinyan should be considered like him, her ma'isekinyan in the get. Shliach levoye is only appointed as a shliach, that his yad should be the equivalent of her yad. But she does not appoint the shliach levoye as a shliach to make the kinyan in the get. So when will title become vested in the isha? Only when the get will reach the hands of the isha. So that's shliach levoye. So the shita of the Rif and the Rambam, that even though ten is kisri, but ten has the connotation of shliach levoye rather than of shliach likabore. And then the shita of the Rif and the Rambam is that when an isha appoints a shliach levoye, so the baal cannot be chazer. So why can't he be chazer? If she doesn't become igoreshes until the shliach levoye hands over the get to the isha's hand, so maybe you should be able to be chazer. So we have to say, when can there be chazore? There cannot be chazore if in the kinyan of liachshov lachalame, then there cannot be chazore. If someone makes a kinyan of liachshov lachalame, so then there cannot be any chazore. So we have to say that since a shliach levoye is the shliach of the isha, so then the yad of the isha, the yad of the shliach levoye is considered like the yad of the isha. So Mimele, the whole time, from the time the get is handed over into the hands of the Shliach Levoy, until it is handed over into the hands of the Isha, it's considered like Nisina Arichte. So it's a long chalais. It's like Me'achshav Lachlamet. And just, so wherever we have a continuing chalais, so he cannot be chazer. So here too, he cannot be chazer. Anyway, that's the shite of the Rif and the Rav. Now, Teisves here says in the Havamine something similar to what the Rif says in the Maskon. Something similar. Because here he says, Ein teime, im gam kan, kono bikabolo zu, li inyen shelo yuchal arzea, mishum di oved le nach nafshe. So Ravune only says that on the basis of Tevis Malachim, Mokshichav Lachirim, kone, so mimele he cannot be chesea, not that he is mishuch. According to the Rif, so alibe the Maskone of the Gemore, he is not mishucher. He just cannot be chazer. According to the Ri, Alim Maskon of the Gemara becomes mishucher immediately, because ten is kisri mamish. But according to the Havamin of the Gemara, so he didn't become mishucher, but he just was considered mishucher aligabe chazor. Why? So we have to say that according to the Ri, Ravune also knew that ten is like a shliach levoy. That when the Odin says to the shliach, ten shtashichos ele avdi, so it has the same meaning as if he said that you should become a shliach levoy of David. So what happens? And since it is chus according to Rabbanon, so mele, he became a shliach levoy of David. What does it mean, Shliach Levoy of David? Even though David doesn't know anything about it, because Ochlo de Shoy Befonov. So the Odin himself, by saying, Ten Shtashichu Zele Avdi, designated the Shliach as the Shliach Levoy of David. So Mele, the Yad of the Shliach, became a Yad of David. But David, the Shliach, cannot make the kinyan, cannot be zeich in the shtashichu. Who will be able to be zeich in the shtashichu? David himself, when it will reach the Eved's hand. But the yad of the shliach, through the ten, became a yad of the Eved. But there seems to be one difference between the Rif's concept of shliach levoye and the Rif's concept of shliach levoye. According to the Rif, so without recourse to Tevis of Balchim, Mokish Rav Lachirim, if the Shliach becomes the Shliach Levoy of David, so then the Odin immediately becomes precluded from being Chazer. Because according to the Rif in the Rambam, so the moment the get reaches the hand of the Shliach Levoy, so the Chalei Sagirishin has begun already. And it's like Me'achshav L'Chalamen. It's like Nisina Arichte. So Me'mele, he cannot be Chizya. According to the Ri. So true, there are two halachas in Get. First of all, here the Get has to come Miyad HaBal, Miyad HaIsh, Miyad HaOd, Miyad HaEvet. Then there is another halacha in Get that the Isha or the Evet has to be Zeicha in the Get or in the Shtashich. So, the Shliach Ivoye is only Shliach in the Yad, to become the Yad of the Evet, but not the Shliach to be Zeicha. So, since there was no Shri in the Get, so the Chaleis has not begun yet. The Chaleis has not begun yet. According to the Rif in the Rambam, the moment the Get is handed over from the Baal to the Shliach Livoye's hand, so the Chaleis has begun. So Melech, without recourse to Tevez Lubalchim Mokish Chav La'Acherim, he cannot be Chizya. According to the Ri, since there are two prerequisites for Gereshin, first Nisine and then Shriye. So until the Shriye takes place, the Chaleis HaGereshin has not even begun. So what is the status of the Evet? The moment it, or the, of the Ishe, the moment the Get or the Shtashichu reaches the hands of the Shliach Livoye, so it is the same. It's analogous to one who gives the get to the Isha or to the Evet, and who says, Hariat Mugreshes Lachal Amadein, or Hariat Mishucha Lachal Amadein. So then, as the Rambam says in Hilches, in Perites, Milches Gerash, that when someone is Migarish Al Tnai, there is a Chaleis already. Mashenkin, when someone is Migarish Lachal Amad, so until the Lamed Yim expire, the Chaleis has not begun it. So, according to the Ri, according to the Rambam, when the Baal hands over the get to the Shliach Livoye's hand, so the Chaleis has begun. And it's like Me'achshav L'Chalamed. So, Me'mele, without recourse to Tevez Balchei, we cannot be Chizya, because the Chaleis has begun already. She's already semi-migoreshes. His David is already semi-mishukha. The Chaleis has begun. According to the Ri, since there are two prerequisites in Gereshin or Ishtichu, first Nisine, and then Tzchie, and when the Shtashichu reaches the hand of the Shliach, so then which element, which prerequisite has been fulfilled? Just the prerequisite of Nisine, but not the prerequisite of Tzchie. So the Chaleis has not begun yet, but the Nisine took place already. So it's analogous to a husband who gave the get to the Isha, but he said, Hariat Megereshes Lachal Amadein. Hari is a Giteich, V'loitiyah Megereshes Lachal Amadein. The Nisina has been fulfilled, but the Chaleis HaGereshin has not begun yet until the expiration of Lamadein. So by Shliach Livoye too, the Nisina was realized already. But when will the Chaleis HaGereshin take place? Only when the get will reach the hand, the get, the Shtashichu, will reach the hands of the Isha or the Eved. Now, in Gedushin, there is a double machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. One machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish is in regard to the case of Amgarish Yisho or Amkadish Yisho Lachalamet. So Rish Lakish says that the Baal cannot be Chizya, Techlamet. Rabbi Yechon says he can be Chizya. Then another machleket between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish in Gemara in Kedushin Daf Nun Tes is in regard to the case where the Isha appointed the Shliach or the Baal appointed the Shliach, doesn't make any difference, and then the Baal is Chizya and he wants to be Mevatel Shlichus. So Rish Lakish says he cannot be Mevatel Shlichus. It's too late. According to Rish Lakish, so if the Baal appoints someone as the Shliach Lilochem, and then the next day he says to him, I changed my mind, I don't want you to give it to the Isha. He cannot be Chizya. The Shliach can give it to the Isha anyway. And Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon says, Osed Dibur and Vatel Dibur in both cases. In the case of Amgarish or Amkadish, Eso Isha Lachalamed. So if he's Chizya, because we say, Osed Dibur and Vatel Dibur. And in the case where he appointed the Shliach and he wants to be Chizya from the Shlichus. So the Gemara says the Yuvta the Rish Lakish. But we see, now the question arises, I discussed it once, I mean, this Gemara. How does Rish Lakish say that if somebody appoints someone as a shliach, and then he's chizer, he cannot be chizer? Or if he gives a get or a shtar dusha to the Isha, and he says lachalamed, and then he's chizer, he cannot be chizer. But Rish Lakish will not deny the fact that gerushin and kedushin require das habal, or kedushin requires das Isha. So if the Isha is chizer, so the Baal is chizer by kedushin. So why shouldn't you be able to hate there? So it's not midaita, it's not midaito. The answer is, it's not necessary that the Baal should give the das, should supply the das every minute until she becomes mifreshes. If the Baal has given his das at the time of the minla shliches, or if the Baal has indicated his consent at the time of the nisine, even though he does not give his consent at the time of the chaleis lachashleishim, or before the shliach fulfills the shliches, so we have a fulfillment of the prerequisite of das. Das doesn't mean that the Baal has to keep on saying, I want to be migarish my wife. If he has indicated once, at the time of the Minah Shlichas, that he wants to be migarish, so it's a sufficient das. So it is a sufficient das. And you see that according to the Rambam, if the Baal appointed someone as a shliach to give the get to the Isha, and then the Baal, after he appointed the shliach, he became a kodaikes, he became insane. And then the shliach fulfilled the shliches while the Baal was insane. So according to the Rambam Shite, midraise, it's a good get. Only the Rabbanon, it's not a good get. But midraise is a good get. But the question is, if the Baal is insane at the time that the shliach fulfills the shliches, and so there is no das, the answer is, we don't need the das at the time of the Nesine, of the Nesine's haget, miyad ha-shliach, miyad o-yisho. As long as the Baal indicated his consent for divorcing his wife at the time of the minah shliches, even though there was no das given. There was no das given later on, it doesn't matter. And that's the reason as to why Rish Lakish says that he cannot even be chazer. Because Rish Lakish holds lo yosid dibo vatal dibo. And so mele, if lo yosid dibo vatal dibo, so that das remains. It's not necessary that the das should be given all the time. And dim Rabbi Yechanan, so it's because of a special aloche, osid dibo vatal dibo, so he revokes his das. So he invokes it as, but only on the basis of Asidibo and Vatlidibo. So Mimele, it seems that, first of all, Rabbi Yechanan Shite, Rabbi Vune Shite, it's not so alibidemis, because we don't pass that was only the Havamina of Rabbi Vune. But Rabbi Vune Shite was that the only reason as to why a Balchayiv, a Malve can grab from the lady, And Neved cannot force an Odin to be Mishachaya because Shichur requires Das HaMishach. That's the only reason. So Mimele, even if it's Ovid like Nach Nafshe, let's say the Eved saved the life of the Odin. Certainly, the Odin is certainly in that case very much indebted to the Eved. And he's certainly morally obligated to be Mishachaya on the basis of Hakoras Teiva. Hakoras Teiva is also Aloch. But since, so why can't he be kafir? Not because there is a diminution in the obligation, but because shichur requires das od. Shichur requires das od. So mimele he cannot force it, because it requires das od. But in a case where the odin already appointed someone as a shlich, so then we see according to Rish Lakish, so the Odin couldn't be chizik. As a matter of fact, the Gemara could even mention a riot. The Gemara says the Yufta Rish Lakish from another Mishnah. But the Gemara, it seems to me that the Gemara could prove the Yufta Rish Lakish from this Mishnah itself. From this Mishnah itself. Because if this Mishnah says that only by schus he cannot be chizik, but by chayv he can be chizik. But according to Rish Lakish, once someone appoints another person as a shliach, he cannot be chayzer. So, all right, that's another kasha. Why doesn't the Gemara mention a raya against Rish Lakish's din of Luyos Dibo and Vatel Dibo from this Mishnah? But according to Rish Lakish, so once an Odin or an Eved appoints a Shliach, so he cannot be chayzer. He cannot be chayzer. But the Aloch is not like Rish Lakish. The Yufte the Rish Lakish. So why is the Aloch not like Rish Lakish? Because of Osid Dibo and Vatel Dibo. So, Mimele, if we say, this is what Rav Huna held, if we say Hatefes l'balchiv bimokim shechav l'achir miskone, so mimele the shliach could act on behalf of the odin to preclude the odin from being chezeya and to be mivateil his own divin. If letzte Idoden, his not as yet given his das. Then, even, so on account of the fact that this is only Ksasrei, it's not a Chikomo, he cannot be Kefe, some Mele, he couldn't grab Ishtar Shichu. He couldn't grab Ishtar Shichu from the Oden. Let's say, it goes without saying, Ravune will be made. Suppose the Eved is Ovid Lenach Nafshe. And out of gratitude to the Eved, who saved his life, the Oden told the Sefer to write Ishtar Shichu, and told the Eidim to sign Ishtar Shichu. And then, after the whole star was written and signed, he changed his mind, the Oden. He decided not to give Bimishach the Eved. And he was holding the Ishtar Shichu, about to hand it over to the Eved, and then he said, oh, I changed my mind. Why should I be Mishacharim? And suppose, at that moment, the Eved would come and grab it out of his hand. So it will be null and void. Why? Because Shichu requires das. So true, it's Iksaschei, it's obviously Nachnafshei, but he cannot force the Oden to be Mishacharim. Mashenkin in the case where he already appointed Ishlech. So then the das was already given. And according to Rishlokish, who says, Lo Yosef Dibu and Vatel Dibu, so then he couldn't be Chayzeh, without Eved Malchiv. So the Mele, in the case, let's, according to Ravune, suppose an Oden gave Ishtar Shichu to an Eved who is obviously Nachnafshe. He gave it to him already, but he said, Harize Ishtar Shichu Shaloch, Viliti and Mishuchar Alo Achalamet. And then Teich Lamed, the Oden would decide to be Chayzeh. So according to Ravune, even Alibed Rabbi Yechanan, the Tosef Dibur and Vatel Dibur, but in this particular case, since he owes him the Shichu, and the Das was already given, and the only reason is why. A Neved cannot enforce a Shichu from the Oden, because Shichu requires Das Oden, but in the case where the Oden already gave his Das, if he already gave this Eved to whom he is indebted, the Shtar Shichu. But he said at the time of the Sine, he said, Harize Gitech Maliti and Mishucher Allah Alamed Yeh. And then he wants to change his mind, according to Ravune, even Alimed Rabbi Yechanan, that Ose Dibom Vatel Dibom, but in this case, we cannot apply the Aloha of Ose Dibom Vatel Dibom. Because it's a Chayim. So the fact that he owes him the Shichu, and the Das, it's not necessary that he should give his Das, because he already indicated his Das. The only reason is why Rabbi Yechanan says that he can be Chayzer is because of Ose Dibur and Vatel Dibur. So he has a right to be Mivatel his Das. But, so when can he be, when does he have his chus to be Mivatel his Das and to apply the Aloche of Ose Dibur and Vatel Dibur if he doesn't owe the Shichu to him? But once he already gave the Shtar Shichu to him and he already indicated his Das to be Mishacharim. So, but now he's trying to revoke his Das. So on account of the fact that it's Iksas Chayv, that Al-Bidin is Mechuyev to Mishacher, that precludes him from exercising the right of Ose Dibur and Vatel Dibur. So if in a case where the Oden would handed over the Shtar Shichu to the Eved directly, but he said Lachalamed Yehim, and if it's obviously Nachnafshe, so he's Mechuyev to in the Shichu, so then the Eved has the Keach to be Teifes in the Shtar Shichu, and to be Zeiche, La'acha Lamed Yei, in the Shtar Shichu, in spite of the protest by the Oden. Why? Because it's a Chayv. So now if it's a Chayv, why shouldn't the Eved be able to grab Shtar Shichu even before the Oden gave it to him? The answer is, because Shichu requires Das. But in the case where Das was given, but the Oden wants to exercise his right or his privilege of revoking his das, of Ose Dibur Vatel Dibur. So since it's a chayv, so the Oden, the Eved has the schus of being teifes, of preventing him from being chayzer, from exercising the right of Ose Dibur Vatel Dibur. So that would be in the case where the Oden already gave, the Shtar Shichu, gave already the Shtar Shichu to the Eved, but he said Lachalamed Yeh. Now in this case, he just gave it to the Shliach. He just gave it to the Shliach, so the Nesine was not realized, but if we say that according to Ravune, So 10 is like Lafkisri, but 10 has the connotation that the Shliach should become a Shliach Livoye. And what does Shliach Livoye mean? What does Shliach Livoye mean? Shliach Livoye means that the Shliach Livoye's Yad is the Yad of David. So a Nisina was already realized. But the Shliach cannot take place until it reaches in the hands of David. So it's like so there too the Nisine was realized, but the Schia did not take place yet. So in such a case, the Eved can be Tefes. So if we say Tefes that one can act on behalf of somebody else to whom he owes it as a chayv, even though it's to the detriment of a certain person. So it's Kone, so here too. So he can be teifes this shtar shicho, in as much as the das was already supplied the das on, because even according to Ravune, so 10 has the connotation that he should become a shliach levoye. And what does shliach levoye mean? That he should be the yad of the eved. So the Nesine was already realized. So the das on for the shicho of the eved was already given, but he wants to revoke his das. So if we say Tefes Lubalchim, Mokim Shechad Lachirim, is Kone, that he can enforce his Shicho, he can enforce a right on behalf of somebody else, just as if he had been David himself. So here too, he can enforce the Shicho, the non Chazor, not the Shicho. David will become Mishuchel only when it reaches the hand of David. But he can enforce non Chazor. This is what Jesus says. V'nir al-ri d'choshev k'tas chayiv, mishin dobed l'inach nafshe, u'mikol mokei, choshev l'chav l'achirin, sh'an l'chayiv l'yod in klum, sh'chayiv l'yod in klum, v'oche p'rushe, bishlo imitim z'b'achiv kone, ein teimeim gam kam kone b'kabol ezu, v'nishol yuch l'arzer, mishin dobed l'inach nafshe, reitzu ish'iye b'alchiv b'kar, sh'yuch l'akvim l'arzer, v'afo bishlo nischam l'kacha m'kabel, dan tehu l'kabel, k'mei she reitze od, k'mei she reitze od, avo l'imativ z'b'achiv. In other words, but he was not mischave to be a Shliach Levoye. 10 has the connotation of Shliach Levoye. So in other words, the Odin wanted him to be a Shliach Levoye, but how about the Eved? The Eved didn't say anything. So Jesus says, no. The Eved was mikablet the way the Odin wanted, the Shliach. The Shliach was mikablet v'shtar shichu, the way the Odin wanted it to mikablet. And since, according to Ravune, so 10 is laf kisri, but it's kishliach levoye, it's kishliach levoye, some mele. So Mele in Nisina was already realized. So the Das is there already. The prerequisite of Das Odin for Shicho was fulfilled already. But the Odin always has a right to change his mind, to revoke his Das. So, but in this case, since it's a Chayiv, and if we say that David Machim Mokishchav L'Acherim is Kone, so somebody else can act on behalf of the person to whom the Chayiv is due, as if he had been the one to whom the chayv is due. So the mele here too, this shliach livoye can enforce a non chazor by him. Vav bishlo ischam lekacham kabel, daite hu lekabel kim shiroi tzod, aval nativ et bachiv loy kone, kol shken ze, sheini balchein, el dobet leinach nafshe, sheyuch lo odein lazot. All right, that will be enough for today. But for next time, you should go over the Gemara in Bometzia Daf Yud, and also the Gemara in Ksuves, Yema Bachosho. But in order to understand the Gemara, you have to go over the Mishneh, the Machlekes Rab Talfim and Rab Akive, where they Yinosn Lakeishel Shebehen, or not. Now, and what does Yinosn Lakeishel Shebehen mean? And then, of course, you have to go look up the Gemara, as the thesis mentions, in Kolayim Atnukei Masrudame, and you should look up the Nisives in Simen Kufei, where he discusses, where he gives the Teretz, and Tesis Kashi against Rashi. Rashi says that Mokim Shosi Shliach, so Tefil Bachim Mokish Chavachim is Kone. So the Kashi is, there are two Kashis. One Kashi is the Tesis raises here from the Gemara of Yima Bachoshe, and Now, let's see what the Ram says. The Ram is Masik. The Ram is Masik and Tesis Pshat. This is a very difficult Gemara. The Shaykhes between Shichur and Tesis Bachim Mokshechav Lachir. All right. Hatefe is Vikshori. The Ram and Rif. A few Yamun and Tesis Bachim Kone. Here is Shaye Hoche. The horse of my time in Shu Shluche. We can have you back off. The Vishu Haile. We have a kilo your Tesis Batsman. Aber kann nach Lebe dazu mir noch lag wie so den Blarzebe. Ich lo ihr nicht get sich all da schon ich dachte mit aber so schare ich halt nicht achre. Wie in kein wo mir jak wie so den Blarze ja kim das das auch da ich den Lauf des Idome wo ich mach ich wollte leben die hoche mit so bei wie ich hoche frei mich noch in knapp sei so ist mach ich bei ihm im kein ich hoche blach achre denn ich habe rabbi wie ich habe kommen. Tir ist Riesal, schon da wird in knapp sei hoche das sei. אף אבי חיין, כי בשביל לחייב לי כלום, הוא חושב לחייב לאחר. ואורי בראש, בישלים תלי מלחיב קונה, אם תלי גם כאן קונה, אם גם כאן קונה מקבור איזו אין שולח לארזיה, משנו בלי נחנף שריצו שבלחיב מכך, שיוכל להכנו לארזיה, אף אבי שלא נסחב מקבור מכך, די תאו לי קבור קצין עוד, אף אבי תלי מלחיב לא יקונה, כל שכן זה שלי מלחיב, אלו דובד לי נחנף שיוכל עוד לארזה ב... So we explain it. ודבורים הלא רחיקים מן ההרבי, ואיד, דים כנכן מן אל מלאף מאוכה, תיס בלחיב קונה, שענו אוכה שעוד נסני, על דס, כן? So, we answer that קשה. It doesn't mean, תיס, it doesn't mean, עוד נסני על דס, כן, it should be זכה. Then it has nothing to do with תיס בלחיב. But the Oden gives it to him, as ביתר השליח לבוי, ביתר השליח לבוי. So that means that נסני was realized already. But what is lacking? The kinyan. The kinyan is lacking. So mainly the chaleis will take place when the eved will be zeicha in the shtar shichur. So now Rish Lakish holds that if someone gave a get to an ishum and he says Ariat Mikreshes Lilach Alamed Yeim, so he cannot be chaseya because Lo Yosef Dibom Vatil Dibom. And Rish Lakish also says that if somebody appointed a shliach and he wants to be chizer, he cannot be chizer because Lo Yosef Dibom Vatil Dibom. But Aloch is not like Rish Lakish. Aloch is like Rabbi Yochanan. But what's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan? Because of Yosef Dibom Vatil Dibom. Not because Das is lacking. Because Das does not mean that the Odin or the Baal has to give the Das all the time. If he gave the Das, if he indicated his Das for the Shichur at the time of the Nesine, so it's enough Das. But if he is Chezer, so then he can be Mivatil the Das. For the Halacha of the Dibo Vatil Dibo. So if we say that, so in other words, Ravune held that in the case where the Baal gave the Ishan, where the Odin gave the Eved directly, the Shtar Shichur, but he said, Hariat Mishucha Lach Alamed Yehim, so then even Rabbi Yechan will be made, he cannot be Chazer. If the Odin owes the Shichur to the Eved, let's say if the Eved didn't enech nafshe to the Odin, so then Alpidini is Mechuyev to Mishacharim. But there is no clear. It's not a legal obligation, it's a moral obligation. But when I say moral obligation, I don't mean a moral obligation outside the halacha. Al-Pidin, he is morally obligated. And I use the term morally obligated in contrast to a legal obligation, which can be enforced. So this, Hakoras Teve, is a chayv. But it's not something that you can be kayfe for Hakoras Teve. Bezin cannot be kayfe a person to be makateve. But it's a chayv. So Mimele, if we say Tefisli, so if let's say the Odin would give the Shtar Shichur to the Eved directly, and the Odin would be indebted to the Eved because the Eved did the chesed to the Odin. So in such a case, and even if the Odin said Avleitiy Mishucher Alachalamed, so then according to Ravune, the Odin would not be able to be chesed because Because the only reason as to why an Odin is able to be Chayzeya is at the base of the Aloche of Asidibo and Vatal Dibo. But once the Das was given, and he wants to be Mivatal the Das, since he is Mechuyev in the Shechor, so then he cannot be Mivatal the Das that he already gave. But now here, it wasn't given to the Eved, it was given to the Shliach, and the Shliach is Shliach Leivoye of the Eved. So insofar as the Nisine aspect is concerned, so the Nisine was already realized. So if we say, that means that somebody else can also act on behalf of the Balchayim, even though it is at the expense of somebody else. So here too, just as the Eved himself has the right to enforce in non-chazore, so if we say Ativ Balchim Akshechav La'achirim is kone, so the Shliach can also enforce a non-chazore. This is what Ravuna said. All right. Now, anyway, but he has the kashi. Udvor malol chik minim hal, ve'edim kenech binu milat mochadim balchim kone, shano achishot nisnel daskei, vilinirin, dvorim kipashno. The masnis nish mainon, the cholodom midaite, yochel osi shliach la'avir, shiyao amed bimkenech. ומשמוח הקים משעות מעומת אין שטח שיכול להבדי, הרי שליח יוכל להימר, הרי נהי שעץ משליח כבולה שלי, והרי הוא כאילו עושה יבד שליח לכך. ומנדו בינו למילב, לטייפס לבלחי וקונה, לפי שהטייפס יוכל לעשס עצמי, כאילו אי מידים קיימי של בלחי. Now, how does the run explain? In order to understand this run, we must take notice of another run, of a run in בום המציאה. Now, that's the Chiddush Aram, and the Nuki Yosef and the Reef mentions it in the name of the Ram, but we have the Ram more bariches in the Chiddush Aram and Bom Metzie. Now, the Gemara in Bom Metzie mentions three different klal. Now, first of all, the Gemara in Bom Metzie, Daf Yudalev and Yudbeis. Dafyud, Yudalev, Yudbeis. The Gemara discusses the question as to whether Chatzir Mitam Yod Yisraboye or Chatzir Mitam Shlichas Yisraboye. We know that if a certain chifetz comes into the hand of a person, so then he's king. Yad is a king. And Chotzer is also a king. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish as to whether the king, im motzit im motzit yod agneivo, eil el yodem, gagai, so the question, there is a machleki between Rabbi and Rish Lakish as to whether the kinyan chotzer is mitam yad, because the possession of the person is identified with his goof. So in other words, the possession of the person, whatever a person possesses, whether it's karke, the courtyard, or let's say a pocketbook, anything, or a bag of his, a suitcase of his, that's chotzer. So the question is whether the kinyan chotzer is mitzad yad, because chotzer is identified with yad, or mitam shliches. The chotzer represents the owner of the chotzer, is mitam shliach. Now, Reb Chaim says, we have to, otherwise we can't even understand the Gemara. What does it mean, chotzer mitam shliches is rabbi? What does it mean, chotzer mitam shliches is rabbi? Whenever you appoint a shliach, so we say shluch eshlonik meise. So if you appoint a shliach, so the shliach has to do a certain meise. And the meise done by the shliach is attributed, is misyaches to the mishalach. Let's say if somebody appoints a shliach to make a kinyan chazok in a certain field. Ruvein is makne in field to Shimon. And Shimon appoints Levi that he should make a kinyan chazok in the field, to be king in the field. So then we say shluch eshlonik meise, the meise kinyan done by the shliach by Levi is considered as if it had been done by Shimon, because Shimon stands in the shoes of, Levi stands in the shoes of Shimon. He represents Shimon, and the meise done by Levi is attributed is misyaches to Shimon. But that is if you mamish appoint someone as a shliach. But how can we conceive that in regard to a chotzer? Let's say, if somebody, Ruven is makne, to Shimon a certain chayfetz, and then Reuven throws the chayfetz into Shimon's chotzer, so Shimon is game. So then, according to Mandoma, chatzeiro mishim shlichas Yisraboye. So what does it mean, mishim shlichas Yisraboye? The chotzer of Shimon is Shimon's shliach. Fine. All right. Let's grant that even though the chotzer is an inanimate object, it's not a gavre, it is still capable of fulfilling shliches. But one cannot accomplish by merely appointing someone as a shliach. The shliach has to fulfill the shliches. He has to do a certain mice. So Mimele, if Shimon appoints Levi as a shliach, so then Shimon can become the chayfetz for the mice again that Levi does for him. Well, if he does it, if it's in Karke, he does it in Chazoke. If it's, let's say, in Mishiche, he does it in, if it's in Midaltlin, he does it in Mishiche or Agboye, whatever the Kiyan is. So the Mishalach is Kene by virtue of the Maize Kiyan done by the Shliach. But if we say Shliche, Chatzim Shem Shliche is Rabboye. So Reuven throws the Chayfetz that is marked to Shimon, to Shimon's courtyard. Or into Shimon's briefcase. And then Shimon is gaining. So the briefcase, the courtyard, is considered the Shimon Shliach. But what kind of a kinyan does the briefcase do? Does the courtyard do? What? Hakboyim, Shiche? It doesn't do anything. So how is a chayach to say, Chatzir Moshim Shlichas Haboyim? So Reb Chaim says, I mean, and that's the obvious pshat. Couldn't even understand the Gemara without that pshat. That this Shliches, even according to Mandoma, that Chatzirom Shem Shliches is Raboye. So what Maise Kinyan is done, takes place, Kinyat. But if we say that Chatzirom Shem Yodi is Raboye, so then the Chotzer is considered an extension of the Yad without the recourse to the medium of Shliches. But if we say Chatzeiro, Mishim Shliches Yisraboye, so through the medium of Shliches, the Chotzer becomes the Yad of the owner of the Chotzer. So then the Kinyan is a Kinyan of Yad. We can't explain the Gemara any other way. Now, so what's the meaning? What's the meaning of the Chotzer becoming the Yad? Of the Chotzer becoming the Yad of the Bala Chotzer? Shliches always means, let's say, if somebody appoints someone as a shliach to knock the mezuzah on the post of the door, so then he's mekayim mitzvah because through shliches it's not a mitzvah shebigufei. Reuven cannot appoint Shimon as a shliach to put on tefillin on Shimon's head and on Shimon's arm because it's a chivah shebigufei. But Reuven can appoint Shimon as a shliach to make the kesher on Reuven's arm. To put the tefillin on Reuven's head. So even though that is part and parcel of the mitzvah, so he can still be mekayimet, because the maaseh is done by the shliach for Reuven. So when Shimon appoints Levi as a shliach to do a kinyan mishicha, a kinyan agboye, a kinyan chazoke, then we understand. So the purpose of the shliches is to carry out a certain maaseh on behalf of the mishalach. But here the shliches, the effect of shliches is not that the chotzer, the courtyard, or the briefcase should do a maaseh kinyan. The purpose of the shliches is that through the medium of shliches, the courtyard or the briefcase should become the yad of the bala chotzer. So where do we find such a shliches? We find such a shliches in Getisho. Now, the Isha appoints a shliach likabolah. And we said that actually, when the Isha appoints the shliach likabolah as a shliach likabolah, in effect, she appoints the shliach likabolah in a twofold capacity. The shliach likabolah has a twofold role. First of all, because Get Isha, not like the Xeis, but Get Isha requires Sri in the Get. Not as the Xeis says, that the Isha does not even have to be Zeich in the Get. They are kamorayas, contrary to the Xeis. So whatever is true of all shtores is certainly true of Getisho. But the Xeis HaKosov by Getisho is that the Isho acquires title for the Kinyan Yad in the Get, even Balkoch. That's the Xeis HaKosov. In Kolatere Kule, a person could not acquire title in any object against his will. And here the Gzeres HaKosov is that when the Isha makes a kinyan yad in the get, even Bal Kocho she acquires title in the get. But the Isha has to acquire title in the get. Without acquiring title in the get, she cannot be Megoreshes. Hariat Megoreshes van Yosha Li in the Megoreshes. So she has to be Zeche. So she has to be Zeche. That Gemara in itself is Istira to the Gzeres Chidesh. That the Isha does not have to acquire title in the paper and the parchment. What the Gemara says, Harizigita van Yosha Li in the Megoreshes. So it means that she has to acquire title. If title in the paper remains vested in the Baal, so then the Isha cannot be Megoreshes. So this is a requirement in all stories, that the one who is Mikabel the Shtar has to be Zeich in the Shtar, simply in the paper, in the parchment of the Shtar. So that is true of Get too. But then there is an additional aloche by Get. There has to be direct nisine. Miyada bal yada isho. If, let's say, he puts it on the karka, and he says, ligita mar bakarka, and then the isha picks it up from the karka, so the Get is no Get. So there are two aloches. First of all, a nisine, and then a ischie, a maizekinyen, the Get. So mele, when the isha appoints someone as a shliach likabole, so she appoints the shliach likabole, that he should have a double role in a twofold capacity. First of all, she appoints him as a shliach to carry out the maizekinyan in the get on her behalf. And then there is aloche that it must come from the Yadabal Yad Yisho. And here, the get was handed over from the Yadabal to the Yad HaShliach. The answer is, the Yad HaShliach is the Yad Habal. Is the Yad HaYisho. And the Shliach Liloche, so the Yad of the Shliach Loche, the same thing is true of Shliach Loche, is like the Yad of the Baal. And this is the practice that every get, that when the Baal appoints someone as a Shliach, so he says, Harin Manu is a Shliach, li Shliach, pi cho ki pi, yot cho ki yodi, ragli cho ki ragli. And if the Isha appoints, it's not so nook. That the Isha should appoint the Shliach Likabole. So if a get is handled through a Shliach, so usually it's handled through a Shliach Loche. But very, very seldom today is it done by the Baal handing over the get to the Shliach Kabole of the Isha. Very, very seldom. But when it is done, so then the Isha has to say to the Shliach, Pi cho ki pi, yot cho ki yodi, ragli cho ki ragli. In other words, so when the Isha appoints the Shliach Likabole, in effect, she appoints the Shliach Likabole in a twofold capacity. First, that he should be carry out the Maisei Kinyan in the get on her behalf. That's like the Shliches in every other Kinyan. And that's like the Shliches, when you appoint someone as a Shliach, he should knock a mezuzah on your door to do the Maisei. And then, but she also appoints him through the medium of Shliches that her yad should become, that his yad should become her yad. So Memele, when we say Chotzem Shliches Zaboye, it's not a Shliches to carry out the Maise. Because the courtyard doesn't do any Maise Kinyan. What is Maise Kinyan is done? The Maise Kinyan is done through yad. But the Minu HaShliches is a Shliches that the Chotzer should become the yad of the Baal HaChotzer. Just as the Shliach Likabole becomes the yad of the Ishe. So here the Chotzer becomes the yad of the Baal HaChotzer. So maybe the Kinyan is through yad. This is what Rav Chaim says. So in other words, even if we say Chotzer Mishem Shliches Raboye, so through the medium of Shliches, the Chotzer becomes a yad. But if we say Chotzer Mishem Yad is Raboye, so the Chotzer is a yad, is an extension of the yad of the Baal HaChotzer directly, without recourse to the medium of Shliches. If we say Chotzer Mishem Shliches is Raboye, so through the medium of Shliches, it becomes a yad. It becomes a yad. So then the Gemara, Rav Ashi says, Daf Yud Veis, Maskone, Alom Rav Ashi, Chotzer is Raboye Mishem Yad, Virigore Mishliches, Gavige Dechoy Vulo, Yichov Mulo Odom Elu Bifono, Daf Yud Veis, Amad Alef, Gam Matone Disrusulo, Zoch Mulo Odom Shalom Bifono. So Mimele, the Gemara discusses the question whether a Chotzer can be Kene, Chotzer can be Kene if it's not Mishtameres, and if it's not, if the Baal HaChotzer is not in the Bitzatzodeyu. So the Aloche Gabi Get is that an isha, if the Baal throws the get into the chotzer of the isha, so the isha can only become igoreshes if the isha, at the time that the Baal throws the get into her courtyard, stands in the chotzer. It's a chotzer mishtameres, and she stands at the chotzer. Now, of course, if she stands in the chotzer, so then it's always mishtameres, even if it doesn't have a fence. If it doesn't have a fence, so then it's not mishtamer when no one is watching it. But if the isha stands at the chotzer and she watches it, so then it becomes mishtameres through her watching. Through her watching. But if the isha doesn't stand mitzad chatzero, then the get, she's not migoreshes. Even if the chotzer is a chotzer mishtameres, even if the chotzer has barbed wire around it, but if the isha does not stand in the chotzer at the time that the Baal throws the get into the chotzer, she doesn't become migoreshes. Why? Because Gabi get is a chayiv. So since it's a chayiv, in chobim lo adam elo b'fonov. So mimele, chotzer can only be effective mitam yad, not mitam shliches. So since it can only be effective mitam yad, not mitam shliches, now one cannot become the shliach of another person against the will of the mishalach. So get is a chayiv, so it's not considered that it's with the will of the isha. So mimele, chotzer is only effective mitam yad, not mitam shliches. Since it has to be effective mitam yad, so it cannot become directly a yad of the isha unless it's sidum yodiyoto. Ma yodo bismucholo, the yad of the woman is always attached, is close to her goof. The yad is not away from the goof. So mimele, ma yodo bismucholo, af chatzeiro bismucholo. So mimele, gabi get, the isha cannot be migrashes unless the isha stands with tzadchatzir. So then, it is keni mitam yad, because it's dum yediyodo. But if she's not keni mitam yad, it's not dum yediyodo, so it cannot be keni mitam yad. Mashen ki matone, if Ruvain gives a matone to Shimon, and Ruvain throws the object that he's transferring to Shimon into Shimon's chotzer, even if Shimon doesn't stand in the chotzer. Furthermore, even if Shimon's chotzer is not even mishtamer, it has no fence, it's exposed, it's accessible to all trespassers, I mean, anyone can come in, it's not fenced off, nothing. So even if the Mekamu Matoni is not aiming with that chatzer, Shimon doesn't stand in the chotzer, and it's not even mishtamer, so Shimon is still kene the chifetz that Reuven throws into the chotzer. Why? Because since Matoni is his chus, so it can be effective not only mitam yad, but it can be effective mitam shliches too. Where it has to be effective mitam yad, then it has to be dum yediyot. So it has to be imin mitzad chatzere. But where it can be effective mitam shliches, it doesn't have to be dum yediyot. And this case makes good sense according to Reb Chaim's pshat, that even if we say chotza mitam shliches is rabbi, it doesn't mean that there is a new ma'isekinyan. What kind of a ma'isekinyan does a chotza do? But through the medium of shliches, it becomes a yad. But if it has to become a yad directly, not through the medium of shliches, then it cannot become an extension of the yad unless it is dum yediyodo. But if it becomes a yad through the medium of shliches, it doesn't have to be dum yediyodo. Even without dum yediyodo, it can become. So mele, even if it's not even if the mekamu matone is not even mitzad chatzere, and even though the chotzer is not mishtameya, so the mekamu matone is eiche in the chifetz, by virtue of the fact that the neisei matone ruvein through the chifetz into Shimon's chotzer. So mekamu matone, so the aloche is, the Gemara says that few ways, that gabi get, a yisho cannot be migoreshes, through the get being thrown into a chotzer only if it is mishtameir and she is a medev zat chatzero. But if she's not a medev zat chatzero, even though it's mishtameir, she cannot be migoreshes because it's not dumi yodo. By matone, so the mekamu matone can be zeiche through the chotzer, even if he's not a medev zat chatzero, and even though the chotzer is not mishtameir. But then there is a third situation, mitzie. Suppose a mitzie falls in by itself, into, let's say, the wind through a certain diamond, a certain diamond into somebody's chotzer. So then, the bala chotzer can be zeicha in the mitzie. Can be zeicha in the mitzie even if it doesn't stand beside chotzer. But only if the chotzer is a chotzer mishtamer. But suppose the chotzer is not even a chotzer mishtamer. It has no fence, nothing. And the bala chotzer doesn't stand in the chotzer, and the mitzie falls into the chotzer, then he's not king. So all the Rishonim raise a question. Morishach. What is it? Is by matone so hotzer is keine natone mitam yad, it's keine mitam shliches. By get, it's only keine mitam yad. So since it's only keine mitam yad, so we require there are two prerequisites. First of all, it should be mishtameir, and then that it should also be emisat chatzer. But mitzie monevshech is a chotzer keine by mitzie mitam yad. Then even if the chotzer is a chotzer mishtameir, he should not be able to be keine unless the baal chotzer is emisat chatzer. So why does the Gemara say that by chotzer, even if the baal chotzer is not emisat chatzer, as long as the chotzer is mishtameir, if it has a fence, so is keine. And if we say to assume that by chotzer the baal chotzer is keine the mitzie, that by mitzie the baal chotzer is keine the mitzie mitam shliches, so even if it's not mishtameir, he should be able to be keine. So why is does mitzie enjoy a mediocre role? In other words, between get and matone. Get, it can only be kene the isho can only be kene the get if there are two prerequisites fulfilled. Mishtameir and the mensat chatzere. Matone, no prerequisites. And mitzie, only if it's mishtameir. So then he's kene, even if it's not the mensat chatzere. But if it's not mishtameir, not monefshech. If it's effective by mitzie, mitam yad, so then he shouldn't be kene even if it's mishtameir. Only if it's emes ratzere. And if it's effective, tam shliches. If it's effective, tam shliches. So mimele, he should be able to be kene the balachotzer, the mitzie, even if it's not mishtameir. Why dafke if it's mishtameir? That's the Ram's kasha. So the Ram, the Kedushi Aram, and, the Muki Yosef is much shorter. He just mentions. Maybe you don't have the Chidush Aram, but if you have the Muki Yosef, and Bometzie, and the Riv. Paragraph that's the payom at base in the Riv in Bamitzia Shnei Morsi. The third paragraph, for is a rotzi. Emis as a day away, the Ashu Mishamaras like Dodi. The Hotzer Mishamaras will be on Shemis as a day, three time. The Lab Misham Yadu, the Mahanik, may be get. The awesome being on the Medit Hatzero, Kilikamon, the Gamble in Tamshliches, Ki the Pirish Aram, Ben Ruvinzal. So the Ram says that it's not in Tamshliches. The Raya that is not in Tamshliches is because there is actually a machlekes reshenim between the Ram and Rabbi Peretz in Shidun Kobetis. The matone is keine chotzer, but matone is keine mitam shliches. By get, chotzer is keine only mitam yad, mitam shliches not. How about mitzie? Is it keine only mitam yad, or is it keine only mitam, or is it keine only mitam yad, or is it keine also mitam shliches? So the Ram says it's only keine mitam yad. And the best raya is because there is a distinction between matone and mitzie. Matone chotzer is keine matone, even if the chotzer is in mishtameres. Why? Because chotzer mishliches, and by mitzie, it's only keine by chotzer mishtameres. So it's a raya that mitzie chotzer is not keine mitam shliches, only mitam yad. Rabbi Peretz says no, that by mitzie chotzer is keine mitam shliches. So because it's ischus, so maybe it can be keine even without the medium. Without recourse to the medium, it's keine even for the medium of shliches. So that's the reason as to why we don't require by mitzie a mitzvah chatzere, because it's necessary that she be medes b'chatzero, because otherwise it's not doing the yodo. But by mitzie, even without the mikabel, the dezeche of the mitzie, without the balachotzer being a mitzvah chatzere, So it still can become a yad through shliches, through the medium of shliches. So then you ask, if it is through the medium of shliches, so the balachotzer should be able to become the mitzie, even if it's in the mishtameir, just as banatone. So he says, the Rabbi Peretz says as follows, that actually the prerequisite of mishtameir is a prerequisite in shliches also. Because shliches is also mishtameir. A shliach is when you appoint someone as a shliach, so he's mishtame. So Mimele, he couldn't even become the yad for the medium of shliches if the chotzer is not mishtane. So then you'll ask, so why by matone? Even if the chotzer is not mishtane, he has no fence, nothing. So still, the chotzer is kene by matone. The answer is, by chotzer, what does it mean by chotzer? There is a das acheres makneison. So how does the matone come into the chotzer of the mekabel matone? Ruven is an eisin matone. Shimon is a mekabel matone. How does it come into the mekabel matone's chotzer? Ruven stands in near the chotzer and he throws the chayfetz into the chotzer. So at the time when he throws the chayfetz into the chotzer, so he himself watches over the chotzer of Shimon. He wouldn't allow anybody, a trespasser, to take it. So mimele it become, by matone, whether it's idaz acheres makneisom, it's always mishtameres, even if the chotzer is not fenced off. But at the time when the neisi matone, the das acheres, throws the chivetz into the chotzer of the mikabu matone, so he watches it. So he makes it into a mishtameres. That's the reason as to why it's not necessary that it should be mishtamer. Not that it's not necessary that the chotzer should be mishtamer. If the chotzer is not mishtamer, then it couldn't even become a yad for the medium of shliches either, because shliches is mishtamer. Shliches is mishtamer. But here, the chotzer can be kene, even though the chotzer is a chotzer mishtameres, because at that moment when the neis matone throws the chayfetz, the matone into the chotzer of the mekabel, so he makes it mishtamer, he watches over it. But by mitzie, it falls in by itself, and no one cares. And even if somebody, a third party, happens to be standing, he doesn't care. Why should it be interrupted? Why should it make a difference to him? So mimele, it's not mishtame. So mimele, it's not kene. So according to Rabbi Peretz, chotzer by mitzie is kene mitam shlichas. Mitam shlichas. Mashein kinderan, he says that chotzer by mitzie is not kene mitam shlichas. And the rally is because if the chotzer is not mishtameres, so by mitzvah is not kenet, and by matone is kenet. So the question is, why shouldn't mitzvah also be effective? Why shouldn't chotzer be effective by mitzvah mitam shliches, just as chotzer is effective mitam shliches by matone? After all, the only reason is why by get not is because get is a chiv, but matone is a schus, and mitzvah is also a schus. Mitzvah is in more of a schus than matone. Because by matone, there is an element of detriment on an ideal level. Sini matone sirche, but by mitzie, there is no element of detriment. So it should be effective mitam shliches. So he says, the Ram says, it cannot be effective mitam shliches because there is a aloche of shluchi shabal amonim. That's the chidish of the Ram, that there is such a aloche of shluchi shabal amonim. What does it mean, shluchi shabal amonim? In other words, by matone, so there is aloche of zochen lod neshal gifonov. Why? So let's say Ruvein. If Ruvein says to Shimon, now here is a diamond, and I want you to be zeicha in this diamond for later. So then fu zochin. So Shimon is zeicha in the diamond for later. Whether Shri is mitam shliches or Shri is lav mitam shliches, even if Shri is lav mitam shliches, but it's like shliches. In other words, he makes the kinyan for Levi, for Shri, for the mice Shri in the diamond. He makes the kinyan in the diamond for Levi. So Mimele, so who tells, who makes Shimon as a zeicher for Levi, as the shliach of Levi, if Shri is mitam shliches, and if Shri is not mitam shliches, who makes the Shimon as the zeicher for Levi? Ruvein. Who is Ruvein? Ruvein is the balamoni. So Mimele, Shimon can act as the shliach of Levi. Shimon can act as the shliach of Levi because he was appointed as a shliach for Levi by the Balamome. Since he's the Balamome, so he has the authority to appoint Shimon, that Shimon should act on behalf of Levi for his advantage. Mashe'inkin b'mitzie. So by matone, we can say that chotzer mitam shliches is raboy. That the chotzer of the mikabel matone becomes the shliach of the baal chotzer. Who appoints the chotzer of the baal matone, of the mikabel matone, as a shliach of the baal chotzer? Ruvein, the baal amomim. He throws a diamond into Shimon's chotzer. So he is the baal amomim of the diamond. So mimele, he appoints the chotzer of Shimon as the shliach of Shimon for his advantage. So he has the authority to do that. Mashiachim b'mitzia, there is no balamomim who appoints the chotzer of the bala chotzer as the shliach of the bala chotzer. So mimele, he cannot become a shliach of the chotzer, cannot become the shliach of the bala chotzer unless he is appointed by the bala chotzer. Now, so this is what the Ran says, and because he says, we got more than shliach. We are sharan. בן רובנזל, שאי אפשר לזכיס לחבר עם תיר השליחס, אלו אם כנס השלוחי של בעל המומן, ובמציע לכל בעל המומן, שאי איזה שלוחי, ולשייך למימה בחוצר, כי דאמרינו גם במקביל המציע לחבר, דמיגד זוכר לנפשי זוכר נם לחב. וחוסר רבי נוניסן בן רובנזל, דאיגד למימה, so then the question of Isis, so it's not בתם שליחס, במציע זה קודם, חוצר קודם בי אפקט עם תם שליחס, because במציע there is no בעל המומן, so there is no בעל המומן who appointed the חוצר as a שליח. And in order that someone should be a shliach of somebody else, so the Bala Momin must appoint that person or that chotzer as the shliach of the person. So the question arises, so even if it is a chotzer mishtameres, but he's not a mishat chatzere, why is the Bala chotzer kele de mitzieh? There's the kashe. So the Ran says, digle meima, וכל שהיא משתמרת למי שהוא זכוס לי, כי יודעי, שאף מה שבו לי יודעי, כי ניחה לי דליקנה בחוצר המשתמרת שונאי סני, ויד אריכתי, מה שאין כן לי נגיטן, תכים דלי ניחה לי תיקנה חוצר המשתמרת, אין לי כי יודעו, שמה שהוא חייב לו אודם כשביודעי, אין לי נסני בחוצר המשתמרת, עד הרב הם מציע ממנו. So the Ran says, why do we say that where it's mitam yad, so then he has to be in mitzat chatzirei? Because if he's not in mitzat chatzirei, it's not dumi yodo. So, מה שאין כן, by mitzie, if the chotzer is a chotzer mishameres, so it's the practice of people to leave their mitzies in the chotzer mishameres, so then it is considered like dumi diodo anyway, even though it's not something. So it becomes yad. This is what the Ran says. Now, so the Ran says that there couldn't be a shliach by mitzie. According to the Ran, so let's say, if Reuven sees a mitzie in the street, and he stands, let's say, here in this room, and he sees a mitzia outside, and Shimon stands also outside, and if Reuven says to Shimon, you pick up that mitzia for me, and Shimon picks up that mitzia for Reuven, so Reuven does not acquire title by the hakboye that Shimon makes in the mitzia, because even though he was explicitly appointed by Reuven, but Reuven is not a balamomen, so Memele won. One cannot be a shliach unless he is appointed by the balamom. This is the Ranshi. So many assume that there is a machlekes between Teisves and Ram. Teisves in Bometzie, I asked you to go over the Teisves in Bometzie. Teisves in Bometzie, that Ein Aleph Omud Aleph, Ein Aleph Omud Beis. Ein Aleph Omud Beis. So Teisves says there, we don't have to know the whole Gemara of Malvi Yisroel Ma'isev Shal Nochi Midas Anochi Avlim Das Yisroel. But Teisves says, Agavurche, V'yesh Leima, Da Filu Sheyuchal Izakis Lechaveri Bimtziye, Hochein Kabolosei Min Anochi Zeichel Yisroel Lechaveri. Dineim Hoyo Nochi Mafkir Ma'isev, Hoyo Yochil Izakis Lechaveri, Hashtem Yishan Nochi Ni Mafkiron, Elo Bol Izakis Ma'isev Limalve, Al Yedize Aleive, Ein Likeach Liskei. שם כן, הוי ישראל המקבל שלוחי של נוחי, ליסקי זמו מייסב של ישראל, ואין שליחס לי נוחי. So what does Teisves say here, Dafayin Aleph? A very important thing, that if in Hefker, so he says two things, Teisves. Suppose there is a chifet של Hefker in the street. There is a chifet של Hefker in the street. So then, Reuven could tell Shimon, you pick up this chifet של Hefker in the street. For me, and if Shimon picks it up with the kavone that he should be zeiche in the chifetz shel hefker on behalf of Reuven, so then Reuven acquires title. Even though the shliach Shimon was not appointed by balamomen, because there is no balamomen, it's hefker. Because there is no balamomen, so then it's not necessary that the balamomen should appoint the shliach as a shliach. Mashein kein, if, let's say, Ruvain. If Ruvain will, if not Ruvain, but a goy, has a chayfetz. If a goy has a chayfetz, and he wants to give a matone to Shimon, the goy wants to give a matone to Shimon. So Ruvain says, and Shimon is not around, but Ruvain is around. So now there's a loch of Zochlod Shlodufanov. So he still couldn't say, now if the Nesein himself would be Jew, so then this Nesein, this Balamomein, would be able to tell Ruvain, you be Zeichain, this Chayfetz on behalf of Shimon. I want Shimon to acquire title in this Chayfetz. But if the Nesein, Matone, happens to be Goy, and Shimon is not around to make a kiyan, but Ruvain is around. So even if the Goy tells Ruvain, you make a boy in this chayfetz on behalf of Shimon, Shimon cannot acquire title. Because since this chayfetz is hezibalamame, it's not Efka. So Mimele, Ruvain cannot become a shliach on behalf of Levi. Ruvain cannot become a shliach on behalf of Shimon, unless he is appointed as a shliach by the Balamomen. Who is the Balamomen? A goy. Can a goy appoint someone as a shliach? A goy cannot be a mishalach. Cannot appoint, because he is mufke of shliches. So in other words, you cannot apply the aloche of zochen l'odem shaloi b'fonov. If the mizake, who tells one Jew to be zeiche on behalf of another Jew, happens to be a goy. So if the Balamomen is a goy, and he tells Ruvain to make a key in the chayfetz to be zeiche on behalf of Shimon, so Shimon does not acquire title for the maize key done by Ruvain. Because here we cannot say he is a shliach. Because in order to be a shliach on behalf of Shimon, he has to be appointed by the Balamami. But if the chayfetz is a chayfetz of hefker, so then it's not necessary that it should be appointed, the shliach should be appointed by the Balamami. But if the chayfetz has a Balamami, so then the Balamomen has to appoint him as a shliach. And the goy cannot appoint anyone as a shliach. So mele, it's not effective. So many achrenim say that Teisves is chelik on the Ran. Because the Ran says that by Mitzia there couldn't be shliches, because he's not a shliach of Balamomen. But Teisves says that by Hefker, he could be a shliach. So Teisves shita is that when is it necessary that the shliach should be a shluchish balamomen, only there is a balamomen. But if it's hefker, there is no balamomen, it's not necessary that he should be shluchish balamomen. And the ranshite is that even gabe mitzie, so no one could be a shliach to be zeichen a mitzie for somebody else, because the balamomen didn't appoint him. But it has no balamomen, so the ran is chelik on Teisves. And the ran holds that even when there is no balamomen, no one can be a shliach in momen, unless he's appointed by Balamomen. And if there is no Balamomen, so it's just too bad. He cannot become a shliach. That's the Ranshi. The Nisives in Simen Kufei, he says no. There is no machlekes between Teisves and the Ran. That the Ran also agrees that when is there a requirement of shluchesh Balamomen, if there is a Balamomen. But if there is no Balamomen, there is no requirement of shluchesh Balamomen. But the Ran doesn't. Teisves. But the Ran discusses Mitzie. Teisves discusses Hefkia. Now, there is one Loshin Ramban, the Nisives doesn't mention it, but there are two Lishines in Ramban and Elo Mitzies and Mitzie. What is the status of a Mitzie? If somebody loses a Chayfetz and he has no Simen, and so then anybody can pick it up. Why? Because he was Misyayish. He was Misyayish. So according to one Loshin in the Ramban, in Elo Mitzies, so Yush is Mitam Hefkia. So every mitzie of which the owner of which the Baal Aveda was Misyayish is Hefker. Another Loshon Ramban says no, it's not Hefker. Until the Meitze picks it up, so the Baal Aveda is considered the Bailim of the Aveda, even though he's Misyayish. But Yush is only a heter for anyone to be Zeche, just like Aveda Sakum is Muteres. Avidas Ivet Khovim is Muteres.